Step into a church on a Sunday morning, and chances are you won't hear the crisp, straightforward melody of the hymns from your childhood. Today, many churches have turned to praise choruses.
Praise music has really grown from something that in the 70s was kind of a fringe element of the church to today what's almost the predominant force.
Dale Wiley, a lawyer and owner of Slewfoot Records, says hymn singing has declined over the past two decades. He decided to fight back by producing The Old, Old Story, a collection of traditional hymns recorded in two rural Missouri congregations. Wiley says he hopes the on-site sound will transport listeners to the Sunday morning service with bulletins shuffling, babies crying, and good old-fashioned hymns. Wiley says that unlike older hymns, praise choruses have little depth.
You are holy, holy, yeah. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth.
It's very
Hallelujah.
Easy for someone to go to church and say, "Praise you, Lord," which is what they might say in a praise song, as opposed to looking at a song like Just As I Am, which is basically talking about the failings of someone's life.
Just as I am, O wretched one, sigh, righteous he, think of the mind, may all I need in thee to find.
To me, it's the difference between the hymns and the praise songs is the difference between a sonnet and a greeting card.
So now they're singing something that they might have heard on the radio or seen on television.
Right. Well, exactly. That's where many of these songs come from. I'm not knocking that, but I certainly think that they don't have the poetic language that a song would have from the old hymnal.
Maybe it also reflects the way the sermons go. I mean, they're not getting that fire and brimstone anymore.
Well, I definitely think there's a connection there. I think that it echoes the way that the church handles everything. I think that it's a much more PC message and much more PC songs.
A kinder, gentler church.
A kinder, gentler church and a kinder, gentler hymn. I like the oldies better.
And by oldies, you don't mean 30s and 40s. You mean 1800s.
That's right. Although certainly there are some great songs that came out of the Southern gospel tradition. Some of my favorites are the older hymns that really were the main part of the church music right up until the 1970s and 80s.
For example,
Rock of Ages, Just As I Am, Amazing Grace, all of those are songs over 100 years old. No matter whether you were a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist, practically any Protestant denomination would have sung these hymns.
You're also partial to how you hear them. You don't want to hear a professional choir. You want to hear a congregation.
Well, we wanted to do that because you certainly can still go to your local retailer and buy a hymn album of, Jim Nabors singing hymns. But to me, the thing that was being lost was the primary way that people would have heard them over the decades, which is a congregation actually singing them.
Tell me the stories behind some of these hymns.
Well, there are some really interesting stories that go along with some of the older hymns. One of the sadder stories is connected with the song "It Is Well With My Soul." A lawyer from Chicago named Horatio Spafford, after the fire in Chicago in 1871, decided to send his family on a European trip, and he was going to meet them. On the voyage over, their boat was hit by another boat, and all four of his children drowned. His wife managed to be saved and made it to England and sent him a telegram. Spafford, on his way to meet her in England, wrote the song "It Is Well With My Soul," which is a very uplifting song for a man to write under those conditions.
Some of the classics that I knew as a kid, you know, that were very popular and big on the radio, are not here. You know, they're "The Old Rugged Cross," "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," "How Great Thou Art."
Well, you may have to wait for volume two for those.
Dale Wiley, producer of The Old, Old Story, a collection of traditional hymns.